Blog Talk Radio.
Suspecting not, because my Facebook is not working, okay? It's not sending any messages. I'm not, okay, it's not working. All right. I'm calling in.
Radio.
Please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
Unmuted.
Ta-da-da! Nothing's working. My mic's not working. That I know of. It. My Facebook isn't working. My Messenger isn't working. I'm going crazy. But I've been there back before. So, and my mind should be working because talking on the phone is not syncing with what I'm hearing. And that's how it is when my mic is working. And
my mic
is not working. Unless I didn't get a message that somebody said it was. So, okay, I just got that message. I'm hanging up. Okay, So you can still hear me from what I understand. I can't hear anything. So this is just how it's going to have to be unless my messenger starts functioning again, which today, who knows? You know, I got a lot of good stuff, though. So I'm just going to play stuff. You guys can listen. You can be in the studio with me, and we can talk. Sue's here. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Oh, good. You can hear it. I almost panicked. Almost. Not quite, but almost.
Yeah, I can hear it. I knew.
It was like, oh, my gosh, what the hey is going on? So anyway, we'll just continue on like nothing's weird. How do we do that, right? There's never an instance where nothing is weird, so I don't know how to do that. But we'll continue on at any rate. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, oh goodness, gosh. Okay, breathe. Breathe. We gotta start with an Elvis song, because if I don't, I'm just gonna curl up and whip and scream, and I don't want to do that. My neighbors would think something was wrong.
Would that be unusual, Jane?
No, it wouldn't. No, not at all. They've come to expect it, you know. I'm the only one in the whole place. I put a little sign on the front of my trailer on the lattice side where I've got lattice around on the porch to enclose it. Uh-huh. And I've got Jenny's place on there. And I painted pansies and stuff around it. So nobody else does that, but I did it. What the hey? Might as well let them know who lives here. Why not? You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. Why not?
Exactly. I was proud that it was my place, but it's not my place anymore, so the sign's gone. But that's okay. That's okay, because I'm going to a new place, and the sign will go up on it, too. Hey, why not, right? Why not? All right, Elvis song. We're going to start with an Elvis song, and this is not one that he sent me, but it's one that I want to play.
Okay.
So there
well,
you go,
you
right?
Hey,
there you go.
Exactly.
It feels so right. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does.
You're losing interest in me, and it shows. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing. The pain of heartbreak I've just started knowing. Well, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing. Every day the hurt grows bigger than before. But I'll pretend I don't know this, if I can hold you one day more. You've got the look of someone who's going. You're gonna leave me, and it's showing. A little tear I can feel start to flow. It ain't no big thing, but it's growing. Word. I'll pretend I don't know this, or if I can hold you one day more. You got the look of someone who is golden. Well, you're gonna leave me, and it's showing. A little tear I can feel start to flow. Well, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing. No, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing.
Yep, let's start with a mislabeled song. Why not? With the rest of the beginning, so hey, fit right in, no problem. You know, at least it was a great song. I mean, you know, yeah,
that's a good song. I've always liked that song.
Me too. And you got to remember, it ain't no big thing, but it's growing.
That's right. That's what I said. No big thing. It ain't no big thing. Not at all.
Goodness gosh. Anyway, so we've gotten past that part. please, God, don't let anything else go wrong, because don't, because then I have to take it in stride and be a good girl about it, and I can't yell and scream, cuss, and stamp my feet. I can, but it wouldn't do any good, so why bother? I just want it to go nice from here on out. I'm not upset or anything. Actually, I was sitting here trying to think, am I weirded out? Nope, I'm not. Typical blog talk, no big deal. So, it's fine. Okay, but I have a fun one that John sent me, what was it? 2 weeks ago. Oh, my goodness gosh. But we're going to get it played now because it's fun. Well, we might get it played now. I can't find it. I probably deleted it.
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness gosh. Well, I'm gonna go down here, see if it starts with a the. Yes, that's what I did. I labeled it with a the. Okay, so I didn't delete it. Here it is. My brain's rattled. I swear, it's rattled. Awful big empty space up there, I guess. It's just hitting the balls. Okay. This is the Huckabuck Dance.
Your
Can you just see that video? That was fun. It was
fun. Yeah.
There were people of all ages out there doing this, and it looked like it was a whole bunch of fun. It was really good. And even a couple of middle-aged ladies who were getting the video taken of them that did not want to have them take that video. But they didn't run and dance. They made faces at the camera. Like, okay, that's how you got to handle that. It was great. It was totally great. All right, I'm not yet. Next song we'll start this. I've got a song that's kind of in the original version of it, and they took a song for GI Blues from it. And of course, it's a completely different tempo and a different feel, but they're still good songs. I'm going to play both of them. I'm going to play the original one first and then the GI Blues version. And it's totally cool. But first, let's start this off with the only time that Rubberneckin' was performed live. It was August 26th of 69. So let me get up to the R's. Scrolly, scrolly, scrolly. And there it is. Here we go. Performed live midnight, August 26, 1969. The only time performed live. Rubberneckin'.
Let's do Rubberneckin'. Can we do Rubberneckin'? Yeah. Y'all just excuse us while we ramble around up here and try to figure out what we're going to do next. Dun, 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 dun. Later. I'll do that. Get that later.
Stop. 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 Ho. Stop. Look and listen, baby. That's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby. But that's all right with me. Stop. Look and listen, baby. That's my philosophy. It's called rubbernecking, baby, but that's all right with me. People say I'm wasting time, yeah, but I don't really care.
Hold it. See what I mean? Now we've got to start it over again and do it right. Okay. Okay, say it again. Yeah, and it could be a little bit faster, I'll tell you. There you go.
All right with me, hey, stop, look and listen, baby.
much.
I will spend my whole life. Loving you. Just loving you. I ain't gonna do that song. I'm just putting you off.
I'm gonna do that song. I'm just putting you on. I love it. I totally love it. No, I'm just joshing you. You can't have that song. Gave him a little control, right? Like he'd never had any. I like the way that it didn't start out the way he wanted it to, but nobody listened to him when he said, whoa, stop, stop. They thought he was starting to sing the song. So he tried it. He gave it the good old college try. It just didn't work. So he, middle of the song, just stopped him. Said, not going right. We're not doing this way. Back up your trucks, kids, because we're repacking them. So I like that. And, you know, for all the nerves that he had, the nervousness that he had, it's commonly called stage fright, that he never really got rid of at all. He had it his whole career to go out on stage and perform anyway, because once you get that first song out, it's not bad. Then you go on. And he just takes charge and does it. I think that's fantastic. That takes a special courage to be able to do that time after time after time with as much confidence as he pulls out from behind that stage fright. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's great. I think it's totally great. Well, okay. First, I have something to pass on here. I've just heard from Anne, and she's not going to be joining us on the show today because she's really had a bad time of it so far. She took Sophie to the vet this morning, and it was not good news. The vet said she's not happy, even though she is still eating and doing what dogs do. There's a difference. And so the vet just told Ann to take her home for a few days. So we all need to stand behind Ann right now because she's going through it. And it's not going to get any better for a while, maybe a long while, because she's got to deal with Sophie not being there once it's taken care of. And that is coming faster than anybody wants it to. She wanted me to pass that on to you, to let you know what was going on and why she's not around today. So keep her in your prayers, and she needs our support right now, and it's too bad that more of us can't be right there to wrap her in hugs and help her, because she's got to do it alone, except for having us online, and that's never easy. So she wanted me to let y'all know that, so I've made the announcement. There we go. Do with it what you will. Just help her out how you can, okay? I appreciate it, and so would she. Okay. I promised you an original of what Elvis covered in G.I. Blues. So here is the original version of Please Don't Go. And it's done by Donald Pierce. And they took this and made the song for G.I. Blues. Different tempo, different feel. But we'll play that in a minute. Here's the original Please Don't Go by Donald Pierce.
Please go, for I need you here with me. If we part down deep in my heart, I know what the end will be. No one else can take your place, the love that
Offenbach. I didn't realize that. I knew the music, but I didn't know from where or why. But that was kind of cool to figure it out. Well, I didn't figure it out. John told me. Okay. It's kind of nice to have somebody that can tell you those things when you figure it out. Thank you for your brain and all the knowledge that's stuffed into it. Man, that would fill a library. Wouldn't that be cool? You go in that library and just sit there and read all day, day after day. I'd like that. A library, one of my favorite places. I love it. They're few and far between anymore. Oh, well, you can get everything online now. In a way, that sucks, you know? Just to have that good old paper and binding book in your hands, to feel the weight of it, to be able to open it and smell the ink and feel the paper, turn a page and follow the words. That's something magical for me. I love that. Love that. I got my first... it is, and I've loved it since I got my first library card at age 7, second grade. I signed my name instead of printed. They let me get a library card. And, man, mm-hmm. I went and I took, the limit was 6 books. You realize I took 6 books home every 2 weeks or less, and I read them all. I read them all. One of my favorite pastimes. You'd be amazed what you can escape. You'd be amazed at what you can escape nasty stuff in your life by diving into a book. Especially when everybody is made to leave you alone while you're reading. It becomes your refuge.
Well, true.
It becomes your refuge. Yes. And you learn a whole lot.
Have you read what I understand is one of Eve's most favorite books beside the Bible is The Impersonal Life? Great book. Wonderful book.
I haven't. But once I get moved, I made myself a promise to get a lot of those books about Elvis, and that's one of the books, his favorite books, that I want to get. I have books about Buddha that I want to get out. I've only read part of. I'd like to read it, the whole thing, just to have the knowledge of what's in it, you know?
Oh, yeah, too. You need to read The Prophet as well. It's a good one, too.
Thank you. That's good. Can you write down, type out, message me those two titles? Because I tend to forget. I tend to forget. And
oh,
I
understand.
Like that part of my brain, but I can't seem to reach it to squirt the tree and one oil on it, you know?
Well, there's too much on your mind, and that's what happens to me. I forget too, because there's just too much going on, and, you know, it's just a constant, and you can't remember everything in one day.
I got too much on my mind that I can't seem to get rid of. It's getting real crowded in there, you know. But I think once I'm not working, that's going to take a lot of that away.
That would be my biggest deal. If I could get away from all these people that I have to deal with on a daily basis, and especially the first week of the month, it's awful. But I've accomplished most of this week. Pat myself on the back because it's been one hell of a week. But I've made it through until Thursday anyway.
Good. Yeah, I spent the first hour and a half at the front desk registering people for my shift last night.
Uh-oh.
That never happens. Maybe 15 minutes, maybe half an hour, but an hour and a half. And it's like, wait a minute. Okay, who are you? What person are you now? Are you one of my reservations? Or are you just walking in and bugging me? Of course, you don't say that, but you're thinking it. So, yeah, it was, this week has been weird. It's really been weird. But, you know, something I realized at the same time I realized last night, well, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, I realized that this past week, things have felt calmer and smoother. I've been able to sleep better.
Because you know you're moving for sure, and it took the pressure off of you. Sure,
and I sold the trailer. I've sold the trailer. I've got the money for the trailer. I'm putting it in the bank today after the show. So, yeah, a lot of that uncertainty is gone. And that makes a big difference.
Right.
Makes a big difference. I can't wait. I'm probably going to spend a week sleeping in bed after I get moved and unpacked.
I bet. It's not before.
I'll sit out on the front porch and have my morning coffee and say, well, that's enough activity. I'm going back to bed.
Well, you'll be able to do that, Jenny.
I will be able to do that, and that's probably why I won't.
Yeah.
You know,
That's
probably exactly why I won't do that, because I can. It's not like sleep and rest is not going to be in short supply anymore. I don't have to feel like, oh, I've got to rest this much during this day. I've got to rest these hours before I go to work because I got to stay up all night. And then I got to, you know, I don't have to do that anymore once I get moved.
Right.
Yay!
That's so true. I bet you're happy about that. That's right.
Puppy wiggle. Yeah, puppy wiggle. Yes. That's going to be very, very nice. Very nice. I've just worked for so many years that it's time. It's time. And you know what? As much as I say so, I'm not going to stay not working completely. I'll probably try and get someplace at one of the inns out there at the lake to work one or two shifts a week, excuse me, so that I got some extra money to go on vacation or something, you know?
Right.
Because if I don't do that, sure. I don't have any extra money. It'll just all go on living, which doesn't bother me until I want to go see my mama. Then it bothers me a lot. So,
oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's going to take care of itself one way or the other. It's all going to be good because I'm not going to be dealing with any of this stuff in Arizona anymore. I have had it up to here with Arizona and all the garbage that happened while I was here. You know, it's just, yeah. Washington State while I was growing up, Idaho in much of my adult life, and Arizona. I had a bunch of crappy stuff happening. It really did. But it's all over now. And I don't have to dwell on it. I don't have to think about it anymore. It's not part of my life or affecting what's actually happening in my life now. Because what's happening right now is good. You know?
Yes. Yes.
And I finally got the message through my brain to stop trying to control everything. God's got this. Look at everything's working out, Jenny. Look how it's lining out. Quit mucking with it.
Right.
So
right.
once John helped me, you know, show me the Bible verses and got that through my sixth skull, it's been much, much better. Much better. And I think that's part of what has made this last week very smooth as well. So okay, let's get back to the show. That's enough about what's going on here, and we got the announcement out for Ann, so that's taken care of. So we just heard Please Don't Go by Donald Pierce to the tune of something from an opera by Offenbach. So now we're going to hear the G.I. Blues version from Elvis. Tonight is so right for love. And isn't every night? I think. Yeah.
Ooh. Hold me tight. The moon is so bright. Tonight is so right for love. Now's the time to say you'll be mine. Tonight is so right for love. One by one the stars appear, they twinkle in your eyes. Could believe that we'd be here, so near to paradise. This could be the
boy, I tell you, any night is a night so right for love. Doesn't take much to find a reason why on any night. If it's cold, it's because it'll warm you up. If it's hot, it fits right in with your blood temperature, and it's going to make you forget how hot it is. See, there's always a reason. You can always find a reason. Okay, I had a request from Gwen, and I've actually got two from her because I know what happened when I couldn't find her request on Saturday. It's because it was in the other network. I did load it, but I loaded it in the other network. So it's here now because I'm on that network today. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another. But anyway, here's one that a request she made this week by Shirley Bassey, and it's called Till.
Till then.
All right. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine letting someone know that you are theirs until the rivers run uphill. That's a long time. That would be a very long time. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool for somebody to say that to you, though. Of course, you know they're joshing you, right? But that's okay. That's okay. We can do with a little joshing like that. That's fine. All right, here's one that John sent me today that I really like. And you do not hear it very often, if at all. Anyway, it's called Let's Be Friends.
Afraid you and I were made the same little one, and I know what it's like when you feel left out of the game, little one. But if you take this helping hand that I lend, then we can smile together. Let's be friends. The world that you see may seem to be a mystery to you. The night may be dark, but hope very hard, and dreams can come true. You live in silence, but for once, let's pretend we're talking here together. Let's be friends. You're not alone. I've always known that we'd get along. And someone I know says life is good, and he can't be wrong. There's fun and laughter just waiting round the bend. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends. Let's find them now together. Let's be friends.
Oh, I like that. I
very pretty.
Yes. And something's niggling at my brain that about just a little room with a girl and him, and she's wanting to kissy huggy and get more serious, and he's going, baby, you're a little bit young. But I don't remember if that's with that song or not. I don't remember that part of it. I remember that scene, but I don't remember if it was that song or not. So, anyway. John? always go to your music library if all else fails. Like if your brain comes up against a brick wall, it can't break down. Anyway. I'm going to play Anne's request, even though she's not listening right now. I know that she will listen later when she can and when she feels good enough to do so. So I'm going to play her request. It's Michael Bublé doing Some Kind of Wonderful.
All you have to do is touch my head to show me you understand. And let something happen to me that's some kind of wonderful. Now anytime my little world seems blue, I just have to look at you.
I like him, and he brings back that classic, you know, feel from that era. But his endings on his songs don't ever sound correct to me.
They are a little bit different, but they sound correct to me in their endings.
But well, you just shut off. What do you mean?
No, well, it didn't just shut off. He did his repeat, and then he did his arpeggio thing, and the endings fit who he is and what kind of a performer he is. So he's not trying to put somebody else's ending on it. He's not trying to do an orchestrated ending or something like that. Sometimes it feels a little awkward, but that's because it's right for him and not right for us. And I always change it in my mind anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well,
I give him points for daring to be different. You know, I don't always like the way he ends song, because it's like, no, wait a minute, that should have another three measures on it, would you quit? Or it should be, no, that should have gone down, not up, or whatever he's doing. Sometimes it doesn't feel, like you say, it doesn't feel finished, it just stops. But he dares to be different. I give him points for that. And then I finish it in my own mind the way I want to anyway, so it's okay. I just let it go. I figure, hey, you know, he got popular, he's made his money, he's enjoying what he's doing the way he's doing it. So who am I to tell him how he should do it? Of course, if I knew him, I might. can you see, if I know somebody, can you see me being quiet about something like that? Not.
Not you, no. I don't believe
nope.
so.
No, nope. But since I don't know him, I just let him get away with it. We won't. I could write him a letter. I doubt if he'd read it, but I could write him one. But why? You know, I don't. Let's put it this way. I like his singing. I like what he does with a song. But I wouldn't just sit down and listen to Michael Bublé. I can't even say his name. It's just not, it's not something I would do. Now, I would sit down and listen to ZZ Top. I would sit down and listen to Paul Revere and the Raiders. I would sit down and listen to the Monkees. I would sit down and listen to Hello, David Bowie. But I wouldn't just sit down and listen to Michael Bublé. He doesn't appeal to me that much, you know. If I hear a song, I'll enjoy it. I'll say it's great, and I'll like it, but that doesn't make me go out and buy an album and sit and listen to him. You know what I mean?
I've bought one, and I've enjoyed it, and I do believe he's good. He has his own style, of course. Of course.
And, I mean, I grew up listening to the Platters, the Mills Brothers, mm-hmm. Marty Robbins, you know, stuff like that. So it's a little bit different. What's his name? His daughter became a singer as well. But I sat down and listened to his album time after time after time, Nat King Cole. So I don't know if I had maybe heard him more, maybe he would have fit in my repertoire, so to speak, but I don't know. I like him when I listen to him, but I don't miss him if I don't. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. So I like him, and I like his stuff, but if I don't hear it, I don't miss it. So.
And he does have a good Christmas album out, though, too. It's from some few years ago, but it's pretty good.
Now, a Christmas album, I might break down and buy. Because I put those on and let those run constantly at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
I might could do that. Because the Christmas album I'm using most of the time, obviously, is Elvis's life. Two of his Christmas CDs, and I play those constantly. And then that, I've got a vinyl. I've got a big vinyl album of mixed artists for Christmas, and it's from the mid '60s. And I kind of absconded with that when I left home. I acquired that when I left home. Well, it belonged to my stepdad, and I didn't really care. I wanted it. I took it. He wasn't giving me anything else. So let's not go into that. Anyway, so it's time to add some new blood. I've got two Pentatonix Christmas albums, and I love both of them. But, you know, diversify. If Bublé's got a Christmas album, I should add that. I really should. And I have something today that I'm hoping my sister is listening, because I'm going to play this for her. It is her birthday today. and she is 64 today. Happy birthday, you old lady. But she is the one that is successfully battling breast cancer. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to put happy birthday on for her. So this is Elvis's happy birthday special. And I love this. And she would love it too. I hope she's listening today. She does listen to my show, so I'm hoping she's listening today. Happy birthday, Diane. Here you go. Here's Elvis saying happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This version was the hot damn right at the end, because that just suits my sister. That just suits my She was the one that all the kids, the little kids, came to when they were being bullied by the bigger kids. And so she'd go and beat the snot out of the bigger kids that were teasing the little kids. That's Diane. She's always for the underdog, always defending them. And she works in the medical field now. In fact, she used to work for a brain surgeon and then a oncologist. And I'm not sure.
A brain surgeon?
Hmm. Yeah.
Is that where you got your help from?
Might be. Hey, I didn't ask for details. Maybe I should have, you know. Oh, all right. I'm going to play another Elvis one here because that was kind of an interjection. Wasn't really in the rotation. So we're going to get back to the rotation now with, and John sent this one this morning as well, with Elvis doing Let's Forget About the Stars, and I love this song.
If you let the stars keep telling you who to love and not to love, You may never find contentment for your heart. You could go unloved forever, and darling, that means never surrender love. Let's forget about the stars. You say the stars have promised you true love 10,000 times. But here you are with a broken heart and mind. I can tell you want to love me from the beating in your heart. Surrender. Let's forget about the stars. Let's forget about the stars. Come follow me, my love, to a world just like the world that you've been dreaming of. Let's not wait too long. Forget about the stars. Let's forget about.
I do love that song. So nice. So nice. And I have another one that John sent me by John Rowles. Rowles? Rowles? However you pronounce it. Anyway, this one is called If I Only Had Time.
If I only had time, only time, so much to do. If I only had time, if I only had time, dreams to pursue. If I only had time, they'd be mine. Time, like the wind, goes a-hurrying by, and the hours just fly. Where to begin? There are mountains I'd climb if I had time. Since I met you, I thought life really is too short. I need so much to do. If I only had time, if I only had time, dreams to pursue. If I only had time, they'd be mine. If I only had time, only time.
Oxygenated. Now we can go on. you have to have air to keep going. You know what I mean? All right. This one John sent me up before that. There you go. Before that. The gospel on this station is getting in my way. I think I need to clean that out a little bit. Anyway, this is Elvis doing a song called Golden Coins, take 3 and 4. We're getting a lot of songs. He's sending me a lot of songs that we don't hear very often. And that's a good thing. That's a totally good thing. That's why I took the title back to Seldom Heard, Elvis, because these songs are seldom heard. And they're beautiful. They're love songs, or they're just fun songs. I've got a couple of fun songs for you that it's like, where did you find this? But they're great. We'll get to them. This is Golden Coins, take 3 and 4.
Say you're mine, then ask me what you will.
One more, please.
Yep, yep.
2076.
1, 2, 3, 4. Say you're mine, then ask me what you will. All your dreams, my darling, I've fulfilled. Golden coins I will bring to you, silver trinkets and rubies too. In return, dear, I'm begging you for the pleasures of love. I'll bring gifts like you never saw, priceless garments that you'll adore, Persian rugs to enhance your floor, for the pleasure of love. Darling, choose anything you please. Rich brocade, all woven tapestries. In exchange, I plead on my knees. For the pleasures of love. Golden coins I'll place at your feet, precious jewels to make life complete. All my treasures are yours, my sweet, for the pleasures of love.
Okay, that one it's kind of simple, but it still catches your imagination. It really does. Can you just see the dancing girls in their filmy pantaloons, skimpy tops, their veils? Those veils are necessary. Otherwise, they'd be too embarrassed to dance.
They'd be too what to dance? What?
They'd be too embarrassed to dance.
Oh.
Yeah. Wouldn't you? I mean, whoa.
No. I wouldn't.
Okay. One of my sisters used to be a belly dancer, and I saw the costumes that they made and had to wear when they were performing.
Uh-huh.
Take my word for it. Those veils are necessary. You got to give you the courage to get out there and do those dances, to do those belly dancing moves. Yeah, it kind of gives you anonymity that bolsters your courage, so to speak, because to get out in front of people and do a dance like that, I mean, people you don't know, and take my word for it, most of them are men, which is normal stuff. Yeah, those veils are necessary. And if somebody's getting out there and doing the dance of the seven veils, oh yeah, that veil across the face is very necessary, because the other six veils disappear, and that's all there is.
Yeah.
Only in certain circumstances should you do the dance of the seven veils. That's my feeling anyway. That should be something special, as a special gift to that one person. To do it on a stage or in the middle of a circle of tables, no, I don't think so. Not me. My sister didn't do that dance either. So I just wanted to toss that out there. Oh, but my gosh, she was pretty good. She was pretty good when she was performing. That was awesome. I used to love to go and watch her. Mm-hmm. I started learning it, but I was getting disparaging comments from a certain person, and I says, well, forget it then, I ain't gonna do it. And I didn't. I didn't have too much backbone back then. Oh, well, that was back when I was like 24, 25. I needed a lot of bolstering, and if it was the opposite, then that had a very profound effect. I'm glad I outgrew that. That was such a pain. I didn't get to do anything I wanted to do. You know, that really sucked. But those days are over and gone. Yes, they are. So, okay, here is another great song that John sent. That David Alexander. Now, he has done a couple of gospel songs that we have played. He has done a couple of love songs that we have played. This happens to be a love song, and it's wonderful. So here's a song called I Know by David Alexander.
Tossed in the storm, I have walked alone with a heart of stone and despair too heavy for tears, but you caught my heart and you taught my heart. The joy of your life. right there below. I know for you I could die, but for you I will live. I know I have walked alone with a heart of stone and despair too heavy for tears, but you caught my heart and you taught my heart to forget the doubts and fears. And now that I know the joy
one that you finally give your heart to singing that to you. Oh yeah, super cool. I think it probably put me out on the floor. I just a slight exaggeration, because I never do that, but that would be sweet. That would be very sweet. Okay. I have something else to let y'all know. Shauna sent me a message. Well, she sent it to everybody, but she asked me to do this and let y'all know that Tanya Jenkins' operation went very well, but she is in ICU for 3 days because her pain level is so exorbitantly high, and they need to get that down for her. I can understand that. I mean, just put her out until it gets better. That's what I'd want. But we know it isn't. I said that. I didn't mean it. Forgive me.
That's tough.
But she puts up with so much pain that now another surgery is just adding to it, you know? So 3 days in ICU where she can get the extra pain meds that she needs and everything is a very good thing. And that message came from Stephen, her husband. So y'all be praying for Tanya.
Sure.
Honey?
Jenny, what exactly top surgery did she have?
She's had so many. I have trouble keeping track. So, hey, Shauna, I can know what I think the surgery was that she had, but I'd rather have it right. What surgery did she have exactly? Because I know you'd know, honey. I think I remember, but I'm not sure, and I don't want to say because I don't want to get it wrong. Hello, baby girl. Are you there? Shauna. Well, anyway, I will probably, because she's helping Wade and all that. So anyway, we'll find out. Shauna will tell us when she gets a chance. I'm thinking it's something to do with her bladder and stuff like that, but I'm not real sure. So I think that was taken care of quite some time ago, and it's something else at this point, but I don't remember for sure. So I don't want to say exactly.
Okay.
Okay, Shauna's back on. Let me see if I can catch her. Shauna, can you hear me, honey? Shauna. Shauna. Well, evidently not, or she'd tell me to shut up. Stop with that naggy stuff, Jan. Just quit. Anyway.
Boy, to be in ICU for 3 days for pain, that's major.
Yeah.
She had a major surgery. Wow.
Yes, yes. You know, they keep taking pieces of that girl. And I don't know if they're replacing them with something new or not. It's kind of like, oh, my word.
Was all of this caused from that auto accident?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember. She's had these problems for so very, very long. I don't remember how they started.
Bless your heart.
I know. It's just, it's been really, really rough life for her. They're doing surgery after surgery after surgery, and it's, I don't know, is it getting better? But who cares? You know, at this point, she's alive, and they fix things that go wrong as they go wrong, and she's still alive and kicking. As long as she's happy, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Is if she's happy, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. That's how I feel anyway. So, okay. We're going to do... Yaya, did you want to say something, sweetie?
No, I was reading what Shauna posted.
Oh. Oh, okay, okay. Oh. Well, when she heals up, maybe it'll be better. That would be a good thing. That would be a very good thing. Okay, here is a song John sent me of the final time that I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry was performed live. It was February 15th of 1973. So this was the last time that it was heard live.
Every
All right, there we go. The final time that that was performed live.
Now that's called
sometimes,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. He just made it sound like his heart was breaking, didn't he?
Yeah,
he was good.
It made it worse. And what year did you say that was?
73.
Wow.
February 73.
Yeah, he did make it sound more lonesome.
Oh,
did.
Yeah. It's like you sit there and you get sadder and sadder and sadder. Maybe that's why he quit performing it. He was too good at it.
Yeah, right.
He
wow.
didn't want everybody down in the dumps and crying in their beer. He wanted them happy.
Mm.
Oh man.
Well, now the
okay.
one he did is his, the one he did that at his Aloha concert. It was really good, and he did say on there though that was the saddest song he had ever heard, and he did a good job singing that there. Very good.
Oh, yes, he always did. He always did. I don't remember hearing a song that he did a bad job on, because if he couldn't get it right, he wouldn't do it. You know, that's just how it was. So, hey, how about a song by the Rascals from 1969? Good Lovin'.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Abrupt ending. Maybe that's where Michael Bublé learned it.
Maybe so.
Who knows? Yeah, you know, he had to learn it somewhere, so maybe that's where he learned it. Yes. Okay, I have another song that John sent me, and this is the final time that he did this song live. June 24th of 1977 in Madison, Wisconsin. The last time he did this live, One Night With You.
One night with you is what I'm now
praying for a thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just hold on, guys. Excuse me just a second, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've got to change microphones. There's something bugging me about this microphone. I'm hemming the hell and. One night with you is what I'm now praying for. A thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name. My love's too strong to hide. Always lived very quiet life. I never did no wrong. Now I know that life without you has been too lonely, too lonely. One night with you. Would make my dreams come true.
All right. I've always loved that song. I really have. And every time I hear that song, it is wonderful. And every time I hear that song, I think, one night. Oh, well, okay, that's the night that we could make plans. Okay, yeah, but one night? We'll have to talk about that, too, yeah. That's what goes through my mind every time I hear that song. It's so funny. Like, okay.
Yeah. You only have one night, you better just do it all.
Of course, but... Yeah, but see, there's a little provision in there that the things we could plan, you know. So
yeah.
In that one night, you got to include that plan in time. So then you could make it more than one night. You just have to plan when. Oh well. Strange things go through my mind when I listen to songs. Things, yeah. Oh, yes. Always a good time. Okay, he sent an absolutely precious, what would be called a novelty song. Australian, I believe. Charlie Drake, 1961. My boomerang won't come back. Stupid fool. And it's like somewhere in there, stupid fool, you gotta throw it. Oh yeah. So here's a song about my boomerang won't come back.
In the bad back lands of Australia, many years ago, the Aborigine tribes were meeting, having a big powwow.
We've got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac? Why? What's wrong with him?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back.
back. I waved the thing all over the place. Practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll leave disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
The Vatican frowned the tribesman and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not stay.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in me hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked.
Get out of it,
nasty bushwhacking animals. Think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. How much of a practice with me boomerang? Hitting right behind the left ear. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I like to pick that one.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elsie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back? My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes. Never thought of that. Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go. Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw. Oh, my God. I've hit the flying doctor. Can you do first aid?
Don't talk to me about first aid, boy. You owe me 14 chickens, you know, when you learn to throw the boomerang, you know, first thing first.
Yes, I know that, but I mean, I think on this occasion, you know, you could be a bit more perspective.
I love it. I love it. Practice time, black in the face. And he's an Aborigine? Oh, that's not much practice. It doesn't take much.
No, sure wouldn't.
Oh, my gosh. That was hilarious. I love it. Okay. Time for another Elvis song. And it's close enough down. He sent me this cute little thing. It was almost showtime. And I thought, oh, why not? And then I started having problems with Blog Talk. But I got this in. So here we are. And he does this a cappella. That's kind of cool. He's doing steadfast, loyal, and true.
Farewell, Royal High School, we'll remember you, dear alma mater, we're steadfast, loyal, and true. As we go onward in the lives we lead, your light will guide us. Your motto is our creed. We will look back fondly at your ivy walls, recalling precious moments within your hallowed halls. Farewell, Royal High high school will remember you. Dear alma mater, we're steadfast, loyal, and true.
Cool, huh? I like that. I can just see him on the stage in front of the auditorium in his Letterman sweater, and please God, don't let it have been yellow, and singing that at the final assembly of the year. Every time I think of a Letterman sweater now, I think of that garish yellow one that he wore in Frankie and Johnny. And it's like, oh, please don't let it be yellow. Oh, my word. That's so supposed to be such a sunshine and cheerful color. And then I think of, what would you use yellow for besides flowers? And maybe the outside of your house if you didn't make it too intense. But, I mean, my sister, the one that's not with us anymore, painted her kitchen yellow once. And it was like, why did you do that, Tracy? Just why? I'm not a fan of decorating with yellow, I guess. It's just how it goes with some of us. But I just keep seeing him in that yellow Letterman sweater. Like, what the hey? Okay, fine. Okay, we have one more. A funky one. And it's funny. You got to listen to it. Now, you guys know about Flanders and Swann, right? The English. Mm-hmm. I know there's people out there saying that the English comedy group, or team, not group. Anyway, this is by Flanders and Swann, and they're singing The Gas Man Cometh. Yeah, let your imagination roll.
On the Monday morning, the gas man came to call. The gas tap wouldn't turn, I wasn't getting gas at all. He tore out all the skirting boards to try and find the main, and I had to call a carpenter to put them back again. Oh, it all makes work for the working man to do. The Tuesday morning, the carpenter came round. He hammered and he chiseled and he said,
look what I found. Your joists are full of dry rot, but I'll put them all to rights.
Then he nailed right through a cable, and out went all the lights. It's work for the working man to do. Was on a Wednesday morning, the electrician came. He called me Mr. Sanderson, which isn't quite the name. He couldn't reach the fuse box without standing on the bin. And his foot went through a window, so I called the glazier in. So it all makes work for the working man to do. 'Twas on the Thursday morning, the glazier came along with his blowtorch and his putty and his merry glaze. Song. He put another pane in, it took no time at all.
I had to get the painter in to come and paint the wall. Oh, it all makes work for the working man to do. It was on a Friday morning, the painter made a start. With undercoat and overcoat, he painted every part. Every nook and every cranny, but I found when he was gone, he painted over the gas tap and I couldn't turn it on. For the working man to do. On Saturday and Sunday, they do no work at all. So it was on the Monday morning that the gas man came to call.
So Monday morning they to start the cycle all over again with the gas man, because he's the one that screwed it up to begin with. Oh, is that so familiar? I swear that is so familiar. That's why I've made it a point to know a little bit about all of it, so that not so that I can do the repairs myself, because some of them I just can't do, but so that I know enough about it to know if they're doing it right or if they're mucking up something. And that way you can go, wait, why are you doing that? That shouldn't be doing. No, don't do that. They usually listen because they're so surprised that a woman would be saying, uh-uh, that's not right.
Correct.
It surprises them no end. Yes. Like when I take my car in to be fixed and I can say, okay, this is what it's doing, so check this, this, and this. You should see the blank look I get sometimes. It's funny. But I grew up with cars.
Oh, I bet.
You know, it's kind of fun. It really is kind of fun. And I'm saying, okay, you need to do this, this, and this because this is what it's doing. It's like, oh, how did you know that? Hey, I've been around cars. It's okay. I just can't do it. I know what has to be done, but I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. Anyway, I've got 6 minutes left, girl.
Well, already? My goodness.
Yeah. Can you believe that? My gosh, that was a fast 2 hours. It really was. But happy birthday to my sister once again. And we're all praying for Anne because she's got a tough time to get through here. And we're praying for Tanya because she's getting through a tough time as well, and Steve. And, you know, toss a prayer out for Shauna. Believe it or not, Wade going back to school is tough on her. It's something every mother goes through it, but it's difficult. It is difficult. You got to let go, and that's a hard thing to do sometimes, knowing somebody else is going to be in charge of your little one, you know. That's tough. So, hey, thank you, Sue, for coming in at the beginning and staying with me and helping out.
You're welcome, Sue. You're so welcome.
Somebody to talk to. It's wonderful to know you're there, you know, because it's so much easier to know you're talking to somebody. And I can see Carolyn's phone number and Victoria's phone number. They've come in to listen. And that's nice, too, because I know they're sitting in there and they're listening. So I'm talking to them as well. I just can't hear any responses. And that's okay. That's okay. If you need to come into the studio and sit to listen, that's just fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't bother me at all. So, and thank you, everybody in the chat. It was interesting today. There were a couple of good points made. There were a couple of movie songs that were stuck in their slots, like sorting mail, I guess, you know, whatever. So anyway, thank you for all being there. I really appreciate that. And thank you, John, for sending me the songs. I love when you do that. It makes the show so much better with your song choices. And I love playing the songs that you choose and that you send me. It makes it fun for me. So thank you for that. And just thank you, everybody out there in internet land that clicked on that link and came in to listen. I hope you enjoyed the show because I had a lot of fun bringing it to you. And on Saturday, we're going to do it again. Only we're going to do it on TCB Network. So it's going to be just as fun. It'll be, the songs will be just as great. And the people are going to be just as fantastic. So come join us. The same time, and the link will be posted in the same place as this one was posted, so you can always find it. It's on the TLC Radio Network. You can go in and grab it on that. It's a public group, so you can get it anytime. Come join us. You'll like it. You'll like it. In the meantime, I'm going to play Elvis singing I Miss You.
All the good times together, love
share the fun and the laughter. How I wish you could feel what my heart says tonight, dear. I miss you and I wish you were here. Dreams that I had, they lay broken in sorrow. The plans I made, my hopes for tomorrow. If I could, I would tell you I'm lonesome tonight, dear. Oh, I miss you and I wish you were here.
Die every time.